Life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to MindFlow, a show to help you find your flow. Hit that subscribe button before we get started so you never miss an episode. Today I'm going to talk about happiness and just flow. All right, let's get to it. And just to set the stage first, a lot of what I'm about to say is common sense. But we both know that common sense isn't common practice. So hang in there with me. Have you ever met someone that's happy all of the time? Be honest with yourself. Do you think they're really happy? Or faking it till they make it? Or is it possible they might be practicing thinking about things that make them happy more than thinking about things that make them unhappy? In fact, I'm willing to bet there are more people around you that do this. They've practiced reacting to things that annoy them or frustrate them or that make them feel irritated or disturbed or angry, and they've practiced it for so long it's become a habit. And to them, being grumpy or angry or bothered all the time is normal. It's because, like a muscle, they've conditioned a developed response from years of self-pity or being let down or being provoked or tormented or discouraged or even defeated. The little things, too, like when someone honks at you or interrupts you, or when your Uber driver never shows up, or when you hit traffic because there was an accident and it made you late to work or to class, or you missed your plane. And years of reacting that way, no matter how you slice it, all of it can be filed under one word: unhappiness. Here's a saying by Abraham Lincoln, quote, "Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be," end quote. And I find that to be true, because I believe happiness is something like joy or well-being or good fortune. It's not an object or a product or a thing or something where one day you can just wake up and decide to go pick it up at the grocery store, like a bottle of vitamins. The only place and the only time to ever be happy is right here and right now in the present moment. And I say that because there are so many people in the world, or that I know, or that I've met, that choose not to enjoy life right now. They treat life like it's a deferred payment plan, and they wait for something magically to happen, like an event or a future occurrence. And until then, they choose to be miserable or to be suffering. And I call these magical events FHW, finally happy when. For example, they'll finally be happy when they get a new job. Or they'll finally be happy when they get married, or when they hit the lottery, or when they get a degree, or when their favorite team wins, or when they get the car. But once they get it, sure, they'll be happy, but it's only going to be temporary, and once that fades away, then they'll feel disappointed or unhappy again. Because you can't get happiness. It's an attitude, it's a mindset, it's a mental habit, and if you're waiting to be happy, you might be waiting for a long time, so why don't you start practicing things now by being intentional about learning how to be happy and practicing things in the here and in the now? Or else whenever you get what you want later, you're never going to really truly experience that real happiness that you're waiting for. And Wayne Dyer said it best, quote, "Most people are searching for happiness outside of themselves. That's a fundamental mistake. Happiness is something you are, and it comes from the way that you think," end quote. I love this quote because it makes you think. Your happiness should never be a contingency. It should never be contingent on solving a problem or getting something. Because life is full of challenges and it's full of problems, and for whatever reason, something is always going to be out of your reach. So if you want to be happy, learn to be happy now. Not because of fill in the blank. Are you willing to make some sacrifices? Sacrifices like bad habits, or old beliefs, or pessimism, or self-doubt, and replace them with simple, practical things that you can do or practice. I've got two for you. The first one is separating fact from opinion. Don't lie to yourself by rationalizing, which is code for telling yourself rational lies. Example, make it a daily practice to admit one painful fact about yourself without adding anything to it. No anger, no hate, no blame, and just accept the facts or the truth for what it is, whether it's good or bad. Accept it for what it is, think about it, and then respond with positive intent. All right, moving on to the next practice. Practice number two, canceling negative self-talk. If you're saying to yourself, I'm always tired, think about how you're programming yourself to always be tired. Try this. Next time you say, I'm always tired, right after that, say, cancel. And then say something more productive or say something that better serves you. Because what that does is interrupts the pattern and encodes that new message into your mental programming. Example, if I say, I'm always tired, I'll go, cancel. And then I'll say something like, being tired isn't like me. I'm always alert at this time. Or, always being awake and ready gives me an advantage. Since I've learned this, I use it all of the time. What if somebody gets hurt? Cancel. What would happen if I freeze up when I'm giving a presentation? Cancel. When I catch myself worrying? Cancel. Or thinking about the worst outcome imaginable? Cancel. And I have to point this out. I'm not saying to pretend to be happy or to be fake or to be disingenuous. But I do recommend trying this starting now, today. It will contribute to your overall happiness. And one last thing to wrap things up. Don't wait to be happy. Start being happy today. By practicing fact versus opinion and using the word cancel to interrupt negative thought patterns. It'll be in those moments, right then and right there, when you'll be improving your happiness in the here and the now. All right, that's all I got today. And if you like today's show, share it with someone you love or care about. And keep learning to find your flow.